Coach Demopoulos, thanks so much for taking some time to have a chat.
How are you guys?
We are well. We're pumped for the finals.
Absolutely.
BT. That's harsh.
Dean, I'm going to kick off, mate. I just want to say congratulations on the minor premiership. Does that achievement mean anything to you, or is the ring the only thing?
It took me about 4 months to understand what it meant. It means regular season.
Regular season champs. So
it sounds a whole lot. It sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I like the way it sounds. Mm. Hey, listen. The obvious goal of everyone here, for me, was to get in to the playoffs, to the finals. That was the goal coming here. Just to get a chance to win a championship.
Yep.
You got to
yep.
get a chance first.
Mm-hmm.
And that ensures you get a chance.
That's it.
And, you know, it's been great for these guys. I am concerned, though, you know, because mm-hmm. it isn't enough. And when you do make that your goal to get in, you don't want to be satisfied.
Mm.
And I'm not. And after watching the film today and last night and this morning and, you know, and going through each and every play, you know, you get angry at some of the things that happened in the game that you know shouldn't have, that the other team didn't do to you, you did to yourself.
Mm.
And you wonder sometimes, is it because, you know, we're satisfied where we are because I said that was our goal? It was the immediate goal to get to the ultimate goal. You know, it's a step.
Mm.
But I'm an ABC guy, and you can't skip the letters of the alphabet and win a championship.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to try to focus it down to the most common denominator, and that's to get in. Now I've got to reboot this group and refocus them on something much greater and much more difficult to do. And that's what this process is, and that's why New Zealand's ahead of most other franchises, because they've been doing it, and they've done it, and they've done it with this group.
Well,
and that's a process that you can't minimize.
Mm.
It's important.
Speaking of that, you and I chatted earlier in the season about that concept of championship credentials, and mm-hmm. you said that this New Zealand team has it, but you guys don't. What mm-hmm. did you mean by that?
I meant that they credentials mean you've won it.
Mm.
You know, it's like writing a resume. You can't lie. You know, this is what I've done, and that's what credentials are. Credentials are the fact that you've done it, and that's a huge thing. And don't get me wrong, I know we have it in us to do it.
Mm.
Okay, whether we can garner it for the amount of time against the team and the circumstances, we find that out. But I know we have it in us, and that's what makes this exciting. It's a great opportunity for this franchise and this particular team to take a step, a real important one. And we've taken steps along the way. I mean, we won the Blitz. We won the minor premiership.
Yep, nailed it.
Okay. What's that?
Just said you nailed it.
Yep.
Yeah.
And this is the next step, but they get increasingly more difficult. You know, and that's the beauty of it all.
Dean, I want to play some audio and then ask you a question, if that's okay.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
I want to get to one thing that is the basis of all of the things that I've accomplished and things that I do, and that is no turnovers. We led the country every year in low turnovers.
Are you going to call on, you know, some wisdom from coaches past, guys that you've worked under or worked with, like John Chaney at Temple University, for this playoff series?
God, you know how long it's been since I heard that? Wow, I'm stunned. Really am. It's unbelievable where that takes me to.
BT digs deep.
You know, just the other day, no fooling, you know, I'm watching, you know, I'm flipping through the channels, and I see Temple's playing Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And And he just so happened to be honoring in the 1991 team, which was a team that went to the regional final and we lost to Carolina 75-72. And that team beat the number one team in America at one point and the number three in the same week. But anyway, they were being honored. And I looked at the faces on the roster, and it brought me back the same way. And it just happened the other day. It's amazing how many times you're reminded of it when something's that special, you know?
Wow.
Well done, BT.
But anyway, go
good
ahead.
Digging.
It all starts with the ball, fellas,
yep.
And its amount of possessions. And one way to increase the amount of bullets you have at the opposition is to make sure every time you have the bullet that you get to shoot it. And that's a big thing. And New Zealand does it in another way, but it's all about possessions anyway. They go get it. They shoot it and go get it. And Perth does that. And when, you know, and I'm not saying they turn the ball over, but they're built differently.
Yeah, of course.
And we can't turn the ball over. And we've got to pass the ball. We've got to be able to move. All right, and we can't stand still. We're not knockout punchers with this group. You know, we got to get TKOs. We got to make people bleed to death.
Yeah,
and it, you know, that a lot of times takes a lot of stamina to do that, because these games are going to go 40 full minutes. You know, and the fact that we played them twice in a row and then played them, you know, that. I don't remember that before for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember that where you ended up on a back-to-back and then played that team in a playoff series. Right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Happens a little bit in the NBL, though, over the past few seasons, though. Dean, your defense and rebounding have improved leaps and bounds over the past few months. I mean, the rebounds were an issue the other day.
Right.
But are they where you would like them to be heading into this series?
No.
That's the easy answer.
No, but no, we got to do a better job. Got to do a better job. But it starts on how you guard the ball. When you're in rotation a lot, you're put in rotation and stuff, there's a lot of cause and effects to this whole thing. But at the end of the day, you got to start the fight early on defense, and you got to make them do things at a different speed than they want to. And the only way to do that is get in their way. And the earlier you do it, the better chance you got of getting whatever type of scheme you got going to work. And, you know, sometimes you get so caught up on the schemes and the choreographing of the scouting that you forget that your basic rules or your defense give you a chance to specifically stop something. You know, and focus on it. But it doesn't work the other way around, unfortunately. Because it's a lot easier to figure out what they're doing than it is to fundamentally be in a position to stop it, you know. And so we've got to do a better job of being fundamental. And that's my job, to get them there.
No doubt. New Zealand have been very tough to beat at home over the past five seasons. How big is home court advantage in a series like this?
Well, going back, if you ever went to the if you ever heard him more, my coach Chaney, but if you ever really mic'd him for any length of time, he'd tell you that if I tell you how big home court advantage is, then what am I telling you that's going to happen when we're not there?
Right. Right.
You know what I mean?
It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. Like this guy, what he opened up to me was denial. You deny stuff exists, they don't. It doesn't. No, I'm serious. Like he would say, hey, listen, you know, we'll play you outside. You do this. We'll play on the playground. If you want the playground, it doesn't matter where you are, what the circumstances are. The fact is you're playing a basketball game, and it's a game. The game doesn't change because of the venue or anything else. It's still the game. There's still certain rules. You still got to play a certain way. So, and whether or not, you know, you get booed by home crowds, too.
Sure.
No, I'm serious.
Yeah, yeah.
And at the end of the day, and don't get me wrong, collective energy is real. I don't discount that, because it affects the way things are refereed more than anything else.
Yep. Mm.
That's where the effect comes in. If you've raised your team properly, that's where the effect comes in more than anything. And you don't have any control over that, but you do have control how we approach it. And here's how we try to do it. We really love our fans, and we love our home court, obviously. But at the same time, we also know, just like they ask the guy, and I don't use war analogies much, but they once asked a guy that was in a foxhole whether what he thought about when he was in there, you know?
Mm.
And, you know, did you pray? Did you this? Did you do that? And the guy said, did you think about your family, home, and all that stuff? He said, no, I thought about the guy next to me because he's the only one who can help me.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. If you're really if you're trying to preserve something or do something, that's about the way it goes, you know, because you can't count on much else. Mm. That's not to say that we don't want it and we don't like it, but you can't necessarily make it to where you make it harder for your team psychologically on the road.
Can't be a necessity.
And, it's just the way I go about it. It's a little, maybe it's unusual. Maybe I think people can take it the wrong way. But it's got to be done. Half your game's on the road. I mean, geez. You know, I don't want my team thinking they can't win on the road because they got such a home court advantage.
Well, hopefully.
So they don't have to play as hard at home either.
That's true.
Oh, man, you got to play.
You do.
Say nobody shows up and they say, hey, we're going to play halfway in a neutral site. That make any difference?
Well, when push comes to shove, if it does go to three games, you guys will have two of them at Hisense Arena. And one thing we can count
that's
on.
That's a great advantage.
No, but we're going to play that third one on an outdoor court in Collingwood.
We are. You've opened it up now.
Can
bring
we
it
like
to the people.
The roof at halftime?
There you go.
Dean, good luck. One thing we can count on, good it's going to be mate. One hell of a series. And we appreciate you taking some time during the lead up to have a chat. Good luck.
Hey, that was the best podcast interview I ever did.
Good man.
Was it the first one?
Yep.
Here I was thinking you're dishing out compliments.
We should have ended it there.
Good on you, coach. Good luck.
See you guys.
All right. Bye. Stamopoulos, thanks so much for taking some time to have a chat.
How are you guys?
We are well. We're pumped for the finals.
Absolutely.
BT. That's harsh.
Dean, I'm going to kick off, mate. I just wanted to say congratulations on the minor premiership. Does that achievement mean anything to you, or is the ring the only thing?
It took me about 4 months to understand what it meant. It means regular season.
Regular season champs. So
it sounds a whole lot. It sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I like the way it sounds. Mm. Hey, listen. The obvious goal of everyone here for me was to get in to the playoffs, to the finals. That was the goal coming here, just to get a chance to win a championship.
Yep,
you got to
yep.
get a chance first.
Mm-hmm.
And that ensures you get a chance.
That's it.
And, you know, it's been great for these guys. I am concerned, though, you know, because mm-hmm. it isn't enough. And when you do make that your goal to get in, you don't want to be satisfied.
Mm.
And I'm not. And after watching the film today and last night and this morning and, you know, and going through each and every play, you know, you get angry at some of the things that happened in the game that you know shouldn't have. That the other team didn't do to you, you did to yourself.
Mm.
And you wonder sometimes, is it because, you know, we're satisfied where we are because I said that was our goal? It was the immediate goal to get to the ultimate goal. You know, it's a step.
Mm.
But I'm an ABC guy, and you can't skip the letters of the alphabet and win a championship.
Yeah.
You gotta, and so I wanted to try to focus it down to the most common denominator, and that's to get in. Now, I've got to reboot this group and refocus them on something much greater and much more difficult to do. And that's what this process is, and that's why New Zealand's ahead of most other franchises, because they've been doing it, and they've done it, and they've done it with this group.
Well,
and that's a process that you can't minimize.
Mm.
It's important.
Speaking of that, you and I chatted earlier in the season about that concept of championship credentials. And you said that this New Zealand team has it, but you guys don't. What did you mean by that?
I meant that they credentials mean you've won it. You know, it's like writing a resume. You can't lie. You know, this is what I've done. And that's what credentials are. Credentials are the fact that you've done it. And that's a huge thing. And don't get me wrong. I know we have it in us to do it. Okay? Whether we can garner it for the amount of time against the team and the circumstances, we find that out. But I know we have it in us. And that's what makes this exciting. It's a great opportunity for this franchise and this particular team to take a step, a real important one. And we've taken steps along the way. I mean, we won the Blitz. We won the minor premiership.
Yep, nailed it.
Okay. What's that?
Just said you nailed it.
Yep.
Yep.
And this is the next step, but they get increasingly more difficult. You know, and that's the beauty of it all.
Dean, I want to play some audio and then ask you a question, if that's okay.
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Here we go.
I want to get to one thing that is the basis of all of the things that I've accomplished and things that I do, and that is no turnovers. We led the country every year in low turnovers.
Are you going to call on, you know, some wisdom from coaches past, guys that you've worked under or worked with, like John Chaney at Temple University, for this playoff series?
God, you know how long it's been since I heard that? Wow, I'm stunned. Really am. It's unbelievable where that takes me to.
BT digs deep.
You know, just the other day, no fooling, you know, I'm watching, you know, I'm flipping through the channels, and I see Temple's playing Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
And he just so happened to be honoring the 1991 team, which was a team that went to the regional final, and we lost to Carolina 75-72. And that team beat the number one team in America at one point and the number three in the same week. But anyway, they were being honored. And I looked at the faces on the roster, and it brought me back the same way. And it just happened the other day. It's amazing how many times you're reminded of it when something's that special, you know?
Wow.
Well done, BT.
But anyway, go ahead. It all starts with the ball, fellas.
Yeah.
And it's amount of possessions. And one way to increase the amount of bullets you have at the opposition is to make sure every time you have the bullet that you get you get to shoot it. And that's a big thing. And New Zealand does it in another way, but it's all about possessions anyway. They go get it. They shoot it and go get it. And Perth does that. And when, you know, and I'm not saying they turn the ball over, but they're built differently.
Yeah, of course.
And we can't turn the ball over. And we've got to pass the ball. We've got to be able to move. All right, and we can't stand still. We're not knockout punchers with this group, you know. We got to get TKOs. We got to make people bleed to death.
Yeah,
and it, you know, that a lot of times takes a lot of stamina to do that, because these games are going to go 40 full minutes, you know, and the fact that we played them twice in a row and then played them, you know, that. I don't remember that before for me.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember that, where you ended up on a back-to-back and then played that team in a playoff series. Right?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Happens a little bit in the NBL, though, over the past few seasons, though. Dean, your defense and rebounding have improved leaps and bounds over the past few months. I mean, the rebounds were an issue the other day.
Right.
But are they where you would like them to be heading into this series?
No.
That's the easy answer.
No, but no, we got to do a better job. Got to do a better job. But it starts on how you guard the ball. When you're in rotation a lot, you're putting rotation and stuff, there's a lot of cause and effects to this whole thing. But at the end of the day, you got to start the fight early on defense, and you got to make them do things at a different speed than they want to. And the only way to do that is get in their way. And the earlier you do it, the better chance you got of getting whatever type of scheme you got going to work. And, you know, sometimes you get so caught up on the schemes and the choreographing of the scouting that you forget that your basic rules or your defense give you a chance to specifically stop something, you know, and focus on it. But it doesn't work the other way around, unfortunately. Because it's a lot easier to figure out what they're doing than it is to fundamentally be in a position to stop it, you know. And so we've got to do a better job of being fundamental. And that's my job, to get them there.
No doubt. New Zealand have been very tough to beat at home over the past five seasons. How big is home court advantage in a series like this?
Well, going back, if you ever went to the if you ever heard him more, my coach Chaney, but if you ever really mic'd him for any length of time, he'd tell you that if I tell you how big home court advantage is, then what am I telling you that going to happen when we're not there?
Right.
Right. You know what I mean?
It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Yeah. Like this guy, what he opened up to me was denial. You deny stuff exists. They don't. It doesn't. No, I'm serious. Like he would say, hey, listen, you know, we'll play you outside. You do this. We'll play on the playground. If you're on the playground, it doesn't matter where you are, what the circumstances are. The fact is you're playing a basketball game, and it's a game. The game doesn't change because of the venue or anything else. It's still the game. There's still certain rules. You still got to play a certain way. So, and whether or not, you know, you get booed by home crowds too.
Sure.
No, I'm serious. Yeah, yeah. And at the end of the day, and don't get me wrong, collective energy is real. I don't discount that, because it affects the way things are refereed more than anything else.
Yep.
That's where the effect comes in. If you've raised your team properly, that's where the effect comes in more than anything. And you don't have any control over that, but you do have control how we approach it. And here's how we try to do it. We really love our fans, and we love our home court, obviously. But at the same time, we also know, just like they asked the guy, and I don't use war analogies much, but they once asked a guy that was in a foxhole whether what he thought about when he was in there, you know? And, you know, did you pray? Did you this? Did you do that? And the guy said, did you think about your family, home, and all that stuff? He said, no, I thought about the guy next to me, because he's the only one who can help me.
Yeah.
And it's the truth. If you're really if you're trying to preserve something or do something, that's about the way it goes, you know, because you can't count on much else. That's not to say that we don't want it and we don't like it, but you can't necessarily make it to where you make it harder for your team psychologically on the road.
Can't be a necessity.
And, that's just the way I go about it. It's a little, maybe it's unusual. Maybe I think people can take it the wrong way. But it's got to be done. Half your game's on the road. I mean, geez. You know, I don't want my team thinking they can't win on the road because they got such a home court advantage.
Well, hopefully.
So they don't have to play as hard at home either.
That's true.
Oh, man, you got to play.
You do.
Ain't nobody shows up, but, and they say, hey, we're going to play halfway in a neutral site. That making any difference?
Well, when push comes to shove, if it does go to three games, you guys will have two of them at Hisense Arena. And one thing we can count
that's
on.
That's a great advantage.
No, but we're going to play that third one on an outdoor court in Collingwood now.
Yeah, you've opened it up now.
Bring it to the people. The roof at halftime?
There you go.
Dean, good luck. One thing we can count on, it's going to be one hell of a series. And we appreciate you taking some time during the lead up to have a chat. Good luck.
Hey, that was the best podcast interview I ever did.
Good man.
Was it the first one?
Yep.
Here I was thinking you're dishing out compliments.
We should have ended it there.
Good on you, coach. Good luck.
See you guys.
All right.
Bye.